Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. It is so wonderful to see you on this holy night. And you're in church, a place where you can be honest and know that you are loved. So let's be honest. How many here have opened their Christmas presents already? Got a few, okay. How many just opened one present so far? You know how many I opened? Five. Yeah, my son Luke has traveled to Scotland and Finland and to, where's the other place?
Austria.
And he had these little presents he gave me every day, and he wanted to do this so badly. And so to be nice to him, I said, sure, I'll open the presents. And I really love them. They're all just perfect. And, you know, our giving and receiving presents is part of the season, because we want to share the love. We want to share the greatest gift and the greatest present, the glorious, unexpected present that came to us in the most surprising way, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in this way, in this baby. God brought salvation to our world. This night, we celebrate that all that transcends all other gifts, the gift of gifts of the Lord of Lords. We celebrate more than presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S. We celebrate the gift of presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E, presence of God. Presence with us, the gift of God Himself, the joy of receiving the presence of Almighty God in a baby. God's gift of the Christ child is more wonderful and more marvelous than any gift we can receive on earth here. But of course, you know, there's some of those presents are pretty nice. But tonight, our prayers, O come, Emmanuel, are answered. God is with us. God gives us His most precious gift. He gives us Himself in a beautiful, vulnerable little baby. In a very loving, down-to-earth, precious, precious way. He gives us the baby in a manger. You know, I'm a year and 2 month old grandfather. And my son Mark and Zara and my grandson Rowan, that's one of the greatest presents too, have come all the way from Singapore to be with us. And little Rowan, I was thinking, you know, because Mark changes his diapers and he cries, and I go kiss his belly and make him laugh when he's crying. But you know, Jesus missed his diapers. Rowan will say, how big is Rowan? So big. And then he'll clap his hands. And they will say, McDonald's. I'll make an M. You know, this kid, he's a genius. He's only a year and 2 months old. But we love him. But I can't help but think, and that this little baby, this vulnerable baby that's just learning how to walk, Jesus came, God came like this to us. You see, Emmanuel means God with us. We are never alone. And because God's presence is with us, we are free to truly be present with each other in love. Just as God has chosen to be with us, now we are free to be that for others. For no other reason than because we love the other person. That's why you came with your loved ones to church tonight, because you love them and you want to celebrate the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and recall the present that happened 2,000 years ago and is still happening today. Because we get a sense of this presence, not only in being together, but also in this holy sacrament, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. We taste the Christ child. We smell the Christ child. We ingest the Christ becomes part of us in this holy communion tonight. Yet in our fast-paced world with information coming at us from all sides and all these distractions, sometimes it's hard to know and to experience how silently the wondrous gift is given that we're about to sing in Silent Night. Christ's presence with us, Christ is present with you and you and you and through you to others who love the Lord God. Tonight, I want to open your hearts and your souls to let God enter in and be born in your heart. Let the manger of your heart be the presence of the Christ child. And I want to share with you a story that kind of gets this idea. There was a student who loved his professor, and he would spend, when he was at college, a lot of time with the professor asking questions, and they had deep discussions and insights that were wonderful. But now, years later, this student wanted to visit the professor, and he wanted to be with the professor just to be in his presence. He said, I don't have any questions. I just like to be with you. And so they had joy. That the professor was so happy to see his student again. So they sat there with joy in their hearts, and they sat in silence, but they were together again, and they didn't mind the silence, but the presence, like an older couple holding hands, just being together, while the professor and the student were like that. And the student was moved to say, you know, when I look at you, it's as if I am in the presence of Christ. And the professor wasn't surprised. He didn't react. He just sat there. He wasn't startled. Instead, the professor said, it's the Christ in you that recognizes the Christ in me. And no one said that the student's response was one of the most healing words he had ever heard, because Nouwen was the one who told the story. Yes, Christ is indeed in our midst, the student said. From now on, wherever we go, wherever we are, all the ground between us is holy. What the student was saying with that professor was, there's something set apart and holy and godlike in that presence. Just like Christ, if you pay attention, is in you and you and you and you and me. And if we take time to really listen and open our hearts and be quiet, we can feel the holiness, just like we'll feel it tonight when we sing Silent Night and light the candles. There's a holiness about Christ being with us and we being with each other. Let's face it. Our culture puts a lot of emphasis on doing and learning and producing. And there's some really good things that came out of that and come out of that. But there's two problems with that. One is that if you're not doing and producing and creating, then the culture tends to set you aside and say you're worthless, or some gross people say, loser. Or the other thing is that if you don't take time to just be with the other person, you'll have a hard time hearing and seeing the Christ in the other person and feeling and seeing the holiness that is between us. And you don't want to do this because it's a waste of time. We don't like silence. You know, we want to fill the silence with words, and we don't like stillness. But the joy of just being together and being in this beautiful church building and being in the presence of the living God. You know, years ago when I was in college in the 60s, there used to be a sign. Don't just do something, be there. Anybody remember that? Be there. Be with each other. Be in the presence of God. Feel the presence of God. You see, the wonder of this holy night is the presence of Christ that's truly with us, so that we can genuinely and truly be with each other. That I can be with my sons and my wife and the family and my grandson. that you can really see the texture of their skin, the color of their hair, the modulations of their voice, who they are as a person, and welcome that, even in their difference. Because my wife, my daughter-in-law speaks Chinese, and I don't know what she's talking about. I think she's saying I'm a great guy, but she could be saying, you know, I wear army boots. I don't know. But I love her because she's my daughter-in-law. We can be present to each other and appreciate each other in our uniqueness because of this night. God chose to be with us. There's no losers. There's no second-class citizens. There's no person that's worthless in God. You all have eternal worth. I have eternal worth. And between us is a holy space, as it is between all people. On this holy night, God truly chooses to be with us, that we can truly be with each other and truly be in our world and look at it in the wonderful, lovely place it was meant to be from God. As the words of the hymn we are about to sing say, how silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. Where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in to you this night. There's a joy in that. The joy of the presence, of the true presence of God with us, to live with us and in us and through us to each other. That in this way, as we're open to Christ, allow Christ to be born in us, we can give birth again to Christ in a world that is hurting, a world that is suffering, a world that is violent. But to know that the Prince of Peace is there through you and you and you and you, you and me. And through the presence of Christ, he can be manifested, be born again into our world. That's the joy tonight, and that's the challenge tonight of Christmas. God bless you as you silently and humbly open your hearts, open your minds, open your soul to let the dear Christ enter in. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.